think for me, Twitter is kind of a gross fallen experience. I don't know how it is for everybody. You know, keep in mind that I'm new to it. I wouldn't call it a completely failed experiment. I'm enjoying talking to a few people on there, but the format is just so strange. I followed a couple of just dumb utility accounts this week. I thought it would be fun to have this gentle bubbling stream of, I don't know, like conspiracy theories and life hacks, just dumb stuff, low level bottom feeding stuff that I thought would be fun just to have a reliable source for it. And immediately all of these super grubby snakes just came out of the underbrush to follow me. I don't get what's going on. I don't get why this happens. You know, one of them is just a club for wearing nothing but black t-shirts, giving up all your tonsorial choices and just wearing black t-shirts every day as like a lifestyle. Like, that is the saddest club. That is a club that you shouldn't recruit for. If you're in that club, just keep it to yourself and don't really tell everybody that you're doing it. I do it basically already. I just wear a lot of black t-shirts, but I don't really try to point it out. That's kind of the point of doing it. And the other one that followed me that was weird is an 8-hour energy patch. What the fuck is an 8-hour energy patch? If you're using any of this stuff, let me know. Tell me about your experiences and your sensations. BorderBossEternal@gmail.com. BorderBossRIP on Twitter. BorderBoss.RIP. That's a website that I don't really update as reliably as I should or use in any interesting capacity. But, you know, I'll probably get around to it someday. I'll probably get around to it someday. Speaking of garbage content online, I have decided to condense the ball of things that that clusters of people will share with me all at once into one red hot core. And I'm calling it Viralupa. So the first one is this guy whose friends slow-mo captured his experience of having tacos thrown at his face. It's surprisingly fulfilling. I spent a lot of time online and messing around in YouTube and watching dumb, weird stuff. And you would think that I'd be beyond something that was this much of, you know, an obvious pandering, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. But no, you know, you wouldn't expect it, but this unending money shot compilation really builds up some steam, especially when he starts taking full Mexican pizzas to the face. It's really elegant to watch, and my man does a pretty good job of standing there and taking solid objects to the face with his eyes closed in a way that I don't think I could manage, at least not for free. And people were also telling me about the genius kid who basically asked everybody in his family individually to bring him some Taco Bell, and they all do it. It's like a really dank meme. It's like one of those Twitter screenshots that's already been through a couple of social media reprocessors, so it's really grimy looking. But the last frame is just a pile of Taco Bell bags, and that gets me fired up. I went through a really brief party phase as an adult of like having parties, you know, wild parties in my house. I took up drinking pretty late in life and decided to just really cash in. And so all the people who had gotten bored of drinking were sort of reactivated, I think, by my party style. And we had a little party scene just for, you know, probably less than a year. But I would ask several people to bring grande meals, and that electrifies any gathering. Seriously, just lay out some Taco Bell stacks at your next soiree. You are going to be surprised. People, when they see that stuff out of context, are delighted. Then there's this morning zoo humor YouTube that I think is called Good Mythical Morning. I think that's the name. It's not really my kind of humor, but you know, there's no real reason I shouldn't have heard of these guys. They have so many various channels and so many views that I should probably know about these guys, but whatever. In this case, they put out something that is a great artifact. They taste test, they blind taste test the tacos of all the big taco chains. It's pretty fantastic because they're very explanatory. They both talk like Johnny Bravo, the cartoon character, or like they're doing this really whack Elvis impersonation, both of them. They might be from a place where that's how everybody talks. I don't know. But each of them takes a very enthusiastic, pornographic bite from a taco. And then they kind of compare notes. And it's pretty sincere. And, you know, guess what? Guess what they had to say about Del Taco? Completely impartial, blind judges said that Del Taco's taco was plain tasting and boring, like a taco aimlessly wandering around in the desert looking for an oasis where it can park its RV and get naked. So, I mean, I think at this point we can put the whole Del Taco thing to rest. That's bedrock evidence, and it shouldn't really concern me anymore. But speaking of Del Taco boosters, Corey from Ilcon showed me that Taco Bell has the best 404 page. Please find that and please enjoy it, and please become one of us. It's probably like TacoBell.com/404. I don't know. Find it. It's wonderful. So I'll probably link all these things on borderboss.rip eventually, maybe. But thanks to all the people who shared these things with me. I know that I've sort of presented this like you were all handing me this soggy, damp, worn out old material that I'd seen a million times. But it's not really that way. I cherish it. My friend Thomas sends me a lot of this stuff. My friend Keith sent me something. All you guys, keep it coming. It's totally welcome. Speaking of which, my pal and occasional drummer Aaron dropped me a line to tell me that he visited what appears to be the prettiest Taco Bell on Earth. Al from Ilcon also hepped me to this a month or so ago. It's in Pacifica, California, which that sounds like a made-up place to me. That sounds like a Hunger Games place or an adjacent He-Man village. But I guess it's a real place, Pacifica, California. Lucky Peach magazine ran an article about this Taco Bell that includes a totally adorable watercolor that I'd be very pleased to hang in my home, regardless of what that says about my tastes. This place looks pretty amazing. The building itself is some kind of modern wooden architecture thing. It looks like it would be a pavilion in a high-end ski lodge or like the food service place in a very expensive surf-themed water park. But if you live anywhere in driving range of Pacifica, get out there. Just go buy some chalupas and sit on that deck and just eat chalupas right in the face of the ocean. Take that, ocean. I'm wondering if the fabulous new Vegas Ultra Taco Bell that's making the news is going to give it a run, but my gut tells me that it's kind of like a Frank Lloyd Wright house versus a Trump casino. But if you think you have a better local Taco Bell, a better looking, more robust and wonderful local Taco Bell than this Pacifica one, look it up. It's easy to find in Google. Let me know. Bell Beauty Contest. I am the judge. I am the judge and I will never let you down. Listener Dave will also never let you down. Even when society is crumbling, Dave is going to find a drive-thru and he's going to put its feet to the fire.
Hi, welcome to Taco Bell. Can I get you today?
Yeah, I'll get a 7-layer burrito.
Well,
you think the snares on death leprosy are too loud?
I don't know, are they?
Yeah, they sound like trash cans. and a Baja Blast, please.
What size?
Small.
All right, is that everything?
Yep, that's all.
All right, be 485 at the second window.
Thank you.
There you go. He finally found someone who's willing to play along. I highly doubt this person actually shares Dave's opinion. If you just listen to that conceited little laugh he gives, that drive-thru attendant likes pull the plug just as much as I do, if not more. This week I was supposed to have a guest, but I couldn't make it happen. I tried with both arms to hold it all together, but it was like gathering cat hair in the wind. You just can't. Making situations happen is just impossible. Doesn't matter how much you want or need collaboration, sometimes it just can't happen. So I had to think on my feet. And, you know, I really kind of painted myself into a bit of a corner with Border Boss. Don't get me wrong. I sincerely love Taco Bell. I love discussing it and I love eating it. And it's nice that we got to shoehorn a couple of death metal references into this podcast, even though I'm not actually sure if anybody cares about any of that. But, you know, we're not just two things. None of us is just two things. I'm four things at least, because I also like to talk about 80s gigantic playset bass toys. You know, the giant, enormous playsets that they made for G.I. Joes and He-Mans and stuff. The Cobra Terrordrome. You know, even Castle Grayskull. That's pretty basic, but that's one. I do not buy or collect toys as an adult anymore. That's not what I'm talking about. But find me anywhere online, and this is a topic, a rich topic for me. We could just sit around and list gigantic playsets to each other back and forth, and I'll send you some great JPEGs. And I also love to think about and talk about 70s and 80s commercial jingles. I don't remember anything about my life. I don't remember what I'm supposed to be doing this weekend. I don't remember what prescriptions my dog is on. I'm bad with birthdays. I'm just a total mush brain about most things. But I remember every commercial advertising jingle and theme song that I heard between, let's say, the ages of 0 and 25. I'm sure that I know the words verbatim, and I'm sure that I remember the songs with relative perfect pitch. Every single jingle or theme song, they loop in my brain endlessly, and I'll drop them out as references to things when I'm talking to people and they won't know what I'm talking about. But, you know, I can't really make these topics fit into a Taco Bell podcast, so they just don't come up that often. Instead, this week I decided that I was going to find the five very best songs that feature Taco Bell in the lyrics. So here it is, the Taco Bell Top 5 from Hell. Taco Bell Top 5 from Hell. Okay, coming at you. Coming in at number 5. The first and the worst. I don't know if I've ever discussed this here before, but when I'm not taking care of all this Border Boss business, I sometimes play bass. And as a bassist, growing up in the 90s, it was required of me that I yank all the frets out of my bow-necked Kramer Striker bass with a pair of pliers and spend a good 6 months slapping and tapping on it like an imbecile because of these guys. It was mandatory for me to be a fan of them for a few years of my life, but I'm under no such obligation now, and neither are you. Let's all wise up together. Here's Primus with Winona's Big Brown Beaver.
Fruity marshmallow crispies, lots of fruity marshmallow shapes. Get you snap, crack, or popping over lots of fruit taste.
Wow!
Fruity marshmallow crispies, orange, lemon, raspberry, grape for lots of fruit taste.
Kellogg's Fruity Marshmallow Crispies, part of this complete breakfast.
Fruity marshmallow crispies.
So some of these songs just drop in Taco Bell as a landmark of low-grade living and cheap nights out. But I'll say Primus made a genuine and thoughtful reference. The lyric goes, "Along came Lou with an old baboon and said, 'I recognize that smell. Smells like seven layers. That beaver's eating Taco Bell.'" It's so specific and so funky. Coming in at number 4 is the most culturally divisive name on the list. A lot of people get really bent out of shape by the things this rapper does. But I mean, like, 70% of his beats are either synth pop or weird industrial stuff or just Daft Punk. So I'm never really going to be mad at you, Kanye West. Here he is with the song Gone.
Pac-Man cereal's got a new surprise. When you look inside, it's shocking. Shocking pink, it's new Miss Pac-Man Marshmallow. She's got a shocking pink bow. Oh, oh. Just one taste, you'll be tickled pink with crispy corn puffs all gone in a blink. Uh-huh, gone in a blink. Love Miss Pac-Man Marshmallow. She's got a shocking pink bow. Oh, oh.
Miss Pac-Man's inside Pac-Man cereal, part of this nutritious breakfast. Yeah.
Pac-Man's more fun, shocking pink. Yeah.
My dog worked at Taco Bell, hooked us up plural. Fired a week later, the manager count the churros. I think Kanye and I are roughly about the same age or close, And he's talking about being a teenager, and Taco Bell never sold churros when we were teenagers. So I have to conclude that Kanye's never actually been inside of a Taco Bell. Next up is a wonderful time capsule. I didn't even know this was possible. This is all the way from the 70s, the actual 70s. I mean, I know in my mind, I know intellectually that Taco Bell has been around forever, but I just don't expect it to be popping up in the context of a light prog pop blockbuster album. But here's Supertramp with Gone Hollywood.
In Saint-Tropez, almost all they wear is the deep, dark color of...
Ben de Soleil for the Saint-Tropez.
Ben de Soleil, protection de 4, 6, 8, 15.
Ben de Soleil for the Saint-Tropez.
For people who can choose anything they want, and they choose... the best.
I'm in this dumb motel near the Taco Bell, without a hope in hell. I can't believe that I'm still around. I can't believe I'm still around either. There it is, like Brad Pitt in the movie 7, Supertramp, using Taco Bell as a low-class punchline. These days, we'd probably say Applebee's, even though it doesn't rhyme with hell, because Prague is way more advanced now. Luckily, I got to sneak some thrash onto this list, though. It's not one of my favorite songs, and they aren't one of my favorite thrash bands, but, you know, we work with the hand that life deals us. Here's DRI with Commuter Man.
They're the 18. You know they're soldiers of fortune.
They're the 18.
Helping people in need.
Pretend that you're Hannibal. Murdoch or Face, or maybe V.A. Baracus. You know each one is an ace. Each is sold separately with rifling gear. If there's trouble to face, you know the 18's here.
They're the 18.
I play Pac-Man and I watch TV. I'm so happy because it pleases me. I couldn't really ask for anything else. Maybe my own chain of Taco Bells. DRI makes me think of skateboarding and pizza and landlord problems. And my personal favorite album, Thrash Zone, also featured a bunch of awkward but flashy bass playing. So I'm not unhappy to see them on the list. And now we can also add aspirational thinking, because the protagonist of this song is dreaming of being a successful franchise owner. Speaking of success and franchises, number one on this list is probably the only actual objective slam dunk hit, and the only song on the list I'd probably listen to twice. The rest of you have also already heard it about 7,000 times in movie trailers featuring CGI animals and shit, but it's not the band's fault they struck gold. Here's Outkast with Bombs Over Baghdad.
Sail away, go away, Hawaiian punch, sail away.
Nothing tastes like Hawaiian punch.
You only have to taste it once.
Taste of the place.
Ooh, far, far away.
Come on and go, Hawaiian. Hawaiian punch.
Sail away,
sail away.
So the reference sucks. If you missed it, the line was, like a three-piece just for I cut your daughter. Yo quiero Taco Bell, then I hit the border. It rhymes when they say it. Anyway, that's it. The five absolute best songs that have ever featured a reference to Taco Bell in the lyrics. If you think I missed anything, or if you think you can come up with five better songs, then I think maybe you should kiss my ass. You can't do it. I mean, well, you can kiss my ass, but you can't come up with a better list because only one of us is the
Border Boy.